Hello, how are you?
Yeah, do you need to get in your chair first? Okay, I'm going to give him a minute because he's getting in his chair, okay?
Okay, all right.
You want me to swing? Are you okay to transfer in your chair?
Yep.
And then we'll just move your chair over here. So. Sorry about that. I had a phone call ready, but I guess we're running behind. Okay, right here. That's good. Okay, perfect. So you can just, you know how to talk into this. Okay, Jan is now in his chair.
That's cool.
Sorry about the wait.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah. So Jan, I'm just going to squeeze over here. I'm just going to go over to the seat. Okay, so Jan, this is Aaron. I don't know if you remember speaking to Aaron a few weeks ago.
Hello, how you doing? Yep, how you doing?
Okay. So go ahead, you guys can start talking.
What'd you guys do for Mother's Day?
What did Jan do for Jan? What did you do yesterday for Mother's Day? Anything? Since he's not a mom, I guess he didn't do much.
Right. Well, I didn't know if they had like a little,
Did you do anything
or whatever?
Did you do anything here for Mother's Day, Jan?
For Mother's Day, no.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't do much.
My mother is far away.
No, he wanted to know if they had like a special like event. You know, sometimes they have like tea, but most of the men don't usually get involved. So,
yeah.
So, Jan, what else? What's going on with you? You went to a doctor's appointment today?
Sorry?
What's going on with you? You've gone to a doctor's appointment today?
Yes, we went to a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
And it was not very successful.
Oh, no? How come?
Well, it has to do with audiology and if you know what that is.
Yeah, hearing, right?
I have hearing aids already.
Yes.
So, to, get another pair would be very costly.
Oh. So, are your hearing aids not working right now?
Sorry?
Are your hearing aids not working right now?
Well, I assume they are, but I don't know where they are.
Oh, you can't find them.
That's right.
Oh, that's one small problem, right? You've looked everywhere for them?
Yes. I don't think they are in this room, but
they need to come up with a better system than that. Somebody needs to come up with some kind of microchip where they don't lose their hearing.
Yeah.
Right? We need to invent something like that. Agreed. That.
Agreed.
Right? Right? Because so many people that are older, they lose their hearing aids. They're small little hearing aids, and they lose them, and then they can't find them. So they need to come up with some kind of, maybe they can put it on the phone or something. I mean, on a phone, on a watch or something. Like a device. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's my 2 cents for today.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. So, Aaron, I had Chinese food yesterday, too. My husband said it was real crowded over there. Did you go out to get it taken?
No, my mom got it. Takeout.
Same here. Yeah, that's funny. I had Chinese also.
Yep.
I didn't do much of anything yesterday. I just relaxed. I said, I just want to sleep. I was tired. My husband said, okay.
Yeah.
My daughter said, okay. And just let me sleep. Well, my daughter bugged me a few times, but she was pretty good.
Did you talk to your friends from your hometown?
Aaron was asking you, Jan, if you talked to your friends.
Yes.
How are they doing?
Oh, sorry, there's nothing to lean on. I'm sorry. Oh, he said, how are they doing? You may have to hold this up unless you have something to put it on.
Yeah. We can put it there.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So he said, how are your friends doing? He asked you, Aaron said, how are your friends doing? How are your friends doing?
I can't hear that.
Oh, go ahead, Aaron. You want to say?
How are your friends doing?
Well, You know, they are spread all over the globe.
Yeah. Very nice.
I just had Frederick, my son, here, and he was here for a week, and he lives in Singapore.
Oh, that's right. He came to visit. How did that go?
And that is 19 hours by direct flight.
Oh, my gosh. So he came to visit you? Very nice.
Well, he had a reason for it. He was here relatively shortly. No, not shortly, but he was here for a while, for almost a month.
Nice.
And then he came back for this week to visit a customer they had in New York.
Uh-huh.
So it was a quick visit, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had to visit people for business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But that's nice you got to see him. But you did get to see him.
Yes.
Good. You touched base. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So what friends are you talking to now from the Zoom?
Well, I have, apart from my son, who I speak to regularly, I have three friends that I talk to quite often.
That's nice.
One is, well, only one in Stockholm, actually, one in Gothenburg, and one in the southern part of Sweden.
Huh.
But they all are very interesting to talk to.
I'm sure. Now, they speak English, right?
They speak English. I speak Swedish.
And you speak English. How do you know them you've known them from your whole life?
Well, we all met in, of course, two of the three I met in Sweden.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And one I met in Japan. When I lived in Japan for 5 years, he was there,
nice,
on business.
But he was from Sweden too, or is he from Japan?
He was from Sweden.
Interesting.
So we always talk Swedish.
That's nice. So you keep in touch with them. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So Aaron, did your mother have a nice Mother's Day?
Yes.
Did she get any nice gifts?
She got herself flowers.
Aw, that was nice. Good for her. She bought herself flowers.
Mm-hmm.
That was sweet.
I'm thinking about how I'm going to do this, because I'm thinking about putting together a, like, online. I do online radio. I do an online radio show every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I'm thinking about putting together a late Mother's Day, like a show. But I don't have any of the music, and it's hard to get music because people are like, you know, they don't want to give out their music, and so.
Yeah.
It's hard to get the music, you know, from where do you get, can you get it?
Like, from you, I can download it from YouTube, but then I have to, like, convert it into a format that I can play it in.
Right.
So.
And if you're having trouble with that?
Yes.
Huh.
So. I think I just, I think I might just play one of her favorite episodes from, Focus on the Family show that we watch. It's like a dramatized radio version.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
If you can't get the music, you can't get the music,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do an online radio show?
Yeah.
That's neat. How does that work exactly? You just talk?
No, well, I basically do the intro and then I just play the Focus on the Family stuff because I'm at a day program and it's at a time where I have time to do the intro.
Uh-huh.
But then I go home right away. So
ow.
I can't do it on the bus because I need my computer. So.
Well, you know, every time I go to Stockholm, or to Sweden, I should say, I try to combine it with visits to the theaters.
Nice.
And it's all in Swedish, yes, but I don't have a problem with that.
You can understand, right?
So some of my favorite actors are actually Swedish.
Oh, is that right? Is anybody we've heard of? Or is it people that are also American or just Swedish?
Just Swedish.
I'm trying to think, isn't there some actors that are famous that are from Sweden? I've had to think about it.
Well, there are actors that...
they're from Sweden, right?
Are from Sweden, yes. You have a Swedish film director, Ingmar Bergman, who... Is famous and is using
Skype now. Kevin Roberts, PT:\PT message.
That's, I think, his.
That's my phone.
That phone, yes.
Yeah.
So wait, Ingrid, what's the director's name? The Swedish director's name?
Ingmar Bergman. Yeah, he is very good, and he has done several. Movies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Including movies with women and
yes.
His background is Jewish.
Oh, is that right?
Jewish. And he has some family dramas with Jewish it's
yeah.
Jewish theater.
Right, but he's Swedish, right?
Yes.
Interesting. What's her name? That model. I'm trying to think of that model's name. It's probably Swedish.
I know there was a singer or someone that was famous that died recently. I forget who it was. Someone named Kevin or something. I don't know. I would keep hearing about it on the news, but. No one's ever heard of the singer. And they say that he's famous, but no one's ever heard of the singer, so I don't know.
Is he Swedish?
I think he's Irish.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's Irish. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have a famous old actor, Max von Sydow. Who has been in several of the English speaking films?
Mm-hmm.
He is very good, and he has also been in some of Bergman's movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. So it's a nice day outside. Have you been outside, Aaron?
Yeah, I did. Well, I just got home, so yeah.
Nice day too.
Yeah, it is nice out. I might go outside after I'm done this call for a little bit before my 4:30 appointment. So for counseling. So.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I was gonna do my call the volunteer thing outside, but then I figured, you know, it'd be too much of a hassle trying to get my computer outside and then.
Yes.
So,
tried to do it outside earlier, and it said iPod is too hot. And I don't even think it was that hot outside.
That is true.
Free notifications. YouTube. No. Mm-hmm. YouTube. Focus mode.
That's his computer.
That's my phone.
Yep. Oh, your phone. That's his phone. Yeah, so I tried to do it outside, and it didn't work. Right?
I thought your iPod died, Kirk. Okay, it was working just fine, and then all of a sudden you went poof.
I know, because I was talking, and I'm like, where's Aaron? Hello? And then it said there was a message. It said, iPad's too, it's too high. And then I was trying to call you back, so I just called you on myself. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do after this? Sam? Or Young?
Louder? Do you want me to make it louder, Jan? Are you having trouble hearing? Do you want me to make it louder?
Yes, if you can.
Sure, I'll try to make it louder. It's on mute.
There we go.
Hold on a second. Well, that was part of the problem, but I think there's a way to make it louder, actually. Hold on a sec. There we go. Okay, go ahead, Aaron. Can you say something?
Test.
Okay, he said test.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
There we go. So what are you going to do after this, the Zoom call?
He said, what are you going to do after the Zoom call?
Well, that I'm not sure about.
He'll figure out something.
Ew.
Probably have dinner. Probably.
Yeah, dinner's usually... Do you usually go to sit in the dining room for dinner, John? Do you sit in the dining room for dinner? Is that 5 o'clock?
Yes. We do have artists coming up almost every week, I would say. Different artists singing with guitars and or other background.
Oh, good.
And
good.
They are very good.
Oh, you just had a singer today, right?
Yes.
That was good. I think I saw her.
Well, it was a lady, but
right. I saw her. She was good. She was a good entertainer.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, he said she was good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entertainment's good here.
No, it's amazing in a way that you find that many good performers.
There's a lot of them.
The surroundings.
Yeah, there's a lot that cater to working in like a nursing retirement home. There's a whole circuit of people, and they brought up for an agency where they call, and they like there are a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
Yes.
They charge sometimes. They're kind of expensive, but they're good. I mean, they're generally pretty good. So yeah, there's quite a few of them actually.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There has been several in here, and the quality and the. The has been very good and
good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's good to know.
Yeah,
that's good to know. It's better. It passes the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So, what else is going on, Aaron? Anything else new or?
Not much. No.
No. Mother's Day was a success.
Yeah.
Good.
Just trying to get back into my normal routine of going to the program and then volunteering and then, yeah. For this.
Yeah.
Oh, you were off? Were you off for a couple days or something?
Not for the program, but for the volunteer because you had to fill in for somebody or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. You mean for this, yes.
Yeah, for this, yes.
Well, the ladies I was talking to outside... Once I had to take you outside before I got on the call with you, they might want to talk too. It's just a matter of time of getting them in at the right time.
Yeah.
because I sometimes have to fill in and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is there
anybody that wants to talk tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday? Or
I don't know yet because I have to check the schedule, make sure I'm not filling in for somebody else. So
okay.
I'll have to get back.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's okay and then they're not
there.
Mm-hmm. But Helene's always willing to talk. I know that.
Definitely.
Sam really didn't have much to say today. I think he was kind of distracted today.
I don't think he could hear me because of my bus.
Could have been that too.
I did not like that. They came late. Like, and I told him, I said, I have to be home by 1:30 because I have a Zoom call and I don't want to be on the bus in the Zoom. Exactly what happened. I was on the bus. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you can't really help that. I know it's hard.
No.
I appreciate you trying to make it work, but...
Yeah.
Some things are out of our control, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. We tried, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But what else, Jan? Anything else going on with you?
No. As you mentioned already, I think we are all waiting for the weather to be better.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
We have, and compared to Sweden, you know, in Sweden you normally have. Well, it's colder weather. But they've had terrific weather over the last couple of weeks, and we have not.
Oh, have they had nice weather there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, our weather hasn't been good. It's rained. A lot of rain. Today's beautiful, but we've had a lot of rain. Yep. So it's nice to have good weather out there, that's for sure. So anyway, so anything else?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else you want to talk about?
What did you say?
Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, it's nothing that comes to my mind, but if you have something you want to address, it's fine.
Nothing comes to my mind either, so... I think we talked about all we were going to talk about today.
Yeah.
But maybe we can talk next week.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So you guys...
Let's do that.
You guys are all talked out. At the end of the day, I guess we're all talked out, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do... We can probably do the same time.
Monday at 3. Yep.
Yeah. Are you okay for my next Monday at 3, Jan?
Yes.
Oh. Yes, I think so.
Okay. As far as you know, if something pops up, you'll let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Sounds
cool.
Good.
Sounds good.
Conversations with Sweden is normally on a Tuesday.
Tuesday
or Wednesday at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
You have to take into consideration the time difference.
Yeah.
Sweden is 8 hours ahead of us.
I was going to ask you what the time difference is.
Yeah.
It's 8 hours ahead. Okay.
Wow.
Well, 10 o'clock our time is 6 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
Their time.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, right?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 10 o'clock, so when you talk to them at 10 o'clock, they're 8 hours ahead or 8 hours behind? 8 hours ahead of you?
Yeah.
11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 6 o'clock their time. Interesting. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're really way ahead of you. That's funny. Okay.
I will talk to you later, Young.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Aaron.
Bye.
Bye.